Shalom Aleichem and welcome to everybody. Thank you for tuning in to another installment for On the Daf. Shukov to the Kollel, to Rabbi Winter, to Rabbi Shaps for initiating this program. It's a great privilege for me to be here to be able to offer some words of explanation on the Gemara, and especially in light of Shuas coming. The pasuk says, "Vayichan Shom Yisrael Keneged Ahar." Rashi comments, "Ki Ish Echad Belev Echad," having the community learn together and having you with us and joining together in Limud HaTorah is an awesome way to prepare for Shavuos. We're holding here on the Avdalah and Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara on the top of the Daf raises what seems to be a contradiction in Psukim in Sefer Ezra Perek Vav. Their king Daryavesh, otherwise known as Koresh or Arhashdasta, seems to offer the Kohanim, who are returning from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash, everything and anything that they want to bring karbanos, from rams and bulls and all the gamut of potential karbanos and salt, everything that they would need, as he offers the Kohanim to use. However, in the next pasuk, he seems to indicate that he's only doing it if, in fact, they will pray for his success, for the kingdom, and everything should be hunky-dory. Gemara seems to indicate and questions whether or not, indeed, Daryavish was acting properly or was not acting l'shem Shemayim. The Gemara ever notes that Uman da'avi hachi lav mal yusahi. What's the problem? Even if he did have an ulterior motive in giving the Kohanim what they needed, is that so bad? As the Gemara quotes a brice about Tanya, ha'omer sela zu l'tztaka, somebody proclaims that I'll give a sela to tztaka, b'shvil sheyichnu b'ni u'b'shvil sheeskebe l'chay olam haba, hariz et tzadik gamar. If somebody proclaims that he's willing to give tztaka, however, on the condition, with the motive that his son should have a refuah shleima, that he should be zochet olam haba, the Gemara says that that person is a tzadik gamar. So if Daryavish, in fact, was willing to offer the karbanos and was willing to offer everything that he was, even if he had an ulterior motive, that he was going to be successful and his kingdom would be thriving, what's the problem? Harizut Sadi Gamar, the Gemara says. Gemara answers as follows. Lo kasha, there's no question, kan be Yisrael, kan be of the kachavim. It depends. And Rashi says that when Yisrael offers and is willing to do a mitzvah, even with an ulterior motive, as long as he's not toeh al rishon, as long as he doesn't regret after the fact, if the ulterior motive doesn't come to fruition, if the reward doesn't come through, he's still satisfied, happy, and is content with the fact that he did the mitzvah. That's considered to be a tzadik gamar. So here when the Gemara says that a person is giving tztaka, b'shvil sheyichye ebni, u'b'shvil sheeske l'olam haba, even if it doesn't happen, he doesn't regret the fact that he did the mitzvah of tztaka. As opposed to Daryavesh or to an Akum, who does a mitzvah with an ulterior motive, and the ulterior motive and the reward doesn't come to fruition, he regrets it, he's unhappy, he's upset, and he's saddened by it, that's not considered to be a proper activity. This Gemara, this Braisa, Omer Zosela Zelat Staka, is brought in four different places in Shas. Here in Mesachs Rosh Hashanah, Dav Dal, and Psachim, Dav Ches, and Bababas, and Dav Yud, and Avodah Zarah, and Dav Yates. And in three of those four places, Tosfos raises the following question. The Mishnah says in Seches Avos and Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel that if a person is doing something in order to receive reward, as the Gemara says, "Al tu kavodim amisham shemesarav amnas the kavod pras." If a person is mandated and charged not to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu for an ulterior motive, but rather tu kavodim amisham shemesarav shalom amnas the kavod pras. A person should do everything l'shem Shemayim completely and absolutely without any ulterior motive. If that indeed is the mandate and the charge of the Mishnah, how can we call somebody who has an ulterior motive a tzadik gamar? If I'm giving tzedakah b'shvil she'eske l'chay olam haba, I'm giving tzedakah b'shvil she'yichye b'ni, that's an ulterior motive. Is that not considered to be a situation, a case of almanas l'kabel pras? So Tosus in these three places raises this question, suggests the following solution. The definition of almanas l'kabel pras is similar to Rashi's understanding of the Gemara, which means that as long as you have an ulterior motive, if you don't regret what you did before, then everything is okay. So even though you're not zochet olam haba, even though your child does not receive a refuah shleima, as long as you're satisfied with the mitzvah, you're not toha al rishonim, b'lashon of Rashi, shetohim al rishonos, as Tosfos says, that's satisfactory and you're considered to be a tzadik gamar. However, when the Mishnah Maseches Avos in Perek Aleph says, "Al tu kavodim amisham shemesarav amnas l'kabel pras," that's talking about a person who regrets after the fact that he did the mitzvah. He's upset, he's unhappy. As the language of Rashi says, he's korei tagar, he's angry, he's upset, he's distraught, he's dissatisfied. Such a person, that's considered to be almanas l'kabel pras. And thus we've reconciled, Tosfos understands the Mishnah Perek Aleph of Avos and this Braisa here in Rosh Hashanah Daf Dal. Interestingly enough, this brayse is not brought lahalacha, not by the Rambam, not by the Tur, not by the Shulchan Aruch, so we don't really know what level of kavana one is required to have in the mitzvah of tzedakah. Surprisingly, however, the Ramah does bring this brayse, but not in hilchos tzedakah, but rather in hilchos nedarim. In Siman Reish Chaf, in the end of Sif Tezvav, the Ramah quotes our brayse, and listen to the language of the Ramah. Ha'omer etein sela letzedakah kedei sheyichye bni. If somebody says, I'm going to proclaim, I'm going to offer an amount of tzedakah in order that my son shall survive, v'im lo yechye lo etein, but if I don't give, I won't give tzedakah, if my child does not survive, afal gavd ovid amanas lekabel pras, even though such a person is being ovid HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to receive reward, mikomakom potter im lo yechye. That person, if his child does not survive, is exempt from giving the tzedakah. That's the halacha, and that's how the Ramah paskins. The Gran is Biar Gra here in Osiyot Tes, commenting on this Ramah, says, read the language of the Ramah very carefully. Im lo et afal gav de ovid almanas lekabel pras. What's the definition of ovid almanas lekabel pras? Says the Gra, it's specifically if you make a t'nai kafel, if you make an inverse statement as well. If I say that my child will get better, then I'll give tzedakah, and if he survives, the tzedakah is given. However, if then my child does not survive, I won't give tzedakah. That is what the Ramah says is called almanas lekabel pras. And the Ramah notes Tosus's answer, and he says it's dachok, it's an artificial answer. Really, we have a solution to the definition of almanas lekabel pras. When the Mishnah says that you shouldn't be ovid HaKadosh Baruch Hu almanas lekabel pras, that's if you make a t'nai kafel. If this works, then I'll give you the mitzvah, I'll get the reward, and I'm satisfied. If I don't do the mitzvah, and the son does not survive, then I won't be mekabel, then I won't do the pras, and I won't be mekabel the mitzvah. The Gra says that's the solution, the way to reconcile the Braisa versus the Mishnah. Only time it's considered to be almanas lekabel pras is if I make an inverse statement as well. And that which the Gemara says, Hari Zed Tzadik Gomor, is because the person didn't make a Tanai Kafel, he didn't make an inverse statement, and all he said is, Omer Tzela Zul Tzadik Kadesh Yechi Bini, and therefore that is satisfactory, that's called the Tzadik Gomor, and only one who is considered to be not the Tzadik Gomor, somebody who's not considered, or somebody who is considered to be Mekovid Al Nasa Kabel Pras, is when a Tanai Kafel is made. That's the Ramah, and that's the way the Biur HaGra understands the Ramah, and that's how the Ramah Gra tries to reconcile the Gemara, the Braisa, and the Mishnah and others. A third potential solution may be based upon a Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim, the Sefer Chafetz Chaim al HaTorah, which he didn't author. However, there in Parshas Tzav, in the footnotes, Maisel LaMelech, the Chafetz Chaim notes that there's actually a textual error in the Gemara, a printing error. Tos HaTfos. We have the language of the Gemara, HaOmer Selazul Tztaka, Bishvil Sheyichye Bini, Ubishvil Sheeske Bo Lachayolam Abba, Harizet Tzadik Gomor. Such a person is an awesome, incredible tzadik. However, the Chafetz Chaim says that original text of the Braisa didn't say Tzadik Gomor. There were initials. There was said Tzadik Gimel, Rashi Tevos. And then the early manuscripts and early defusim, a mistake cropped in that was translated Tzadik Gimel as Tzadik Gomor. Says the Chafetz Chaim, it should have been translated not as Tzadik Gomor, but rather as Tzedakah Gemura, complete Tzedakah. Meaning, even though the person was not Ovid Almanas lekabel pras, the person didn't act correctly because he said, Harizu Alai Bishvil Shizke Bani or Shizke L'chai Olam Haba. That's not the right thing to do. The Mishnah says, Ovid Almanas lekabel pras is an incorrect thing to do. Says the Chafetz Chaim, it's a mistake, it's a Tzadik Gomor, it's not. But Tzedakah Gemura, it is. Chafetz Chaim also notes, if you take a look in the commentary, Rabbeinu Hananel here, and the truth is, and other Rishonim have this language as well, he also has the Nusach of Tzedakah Gemura and not Tzadik Gomor. Based on the Chafetz Chaim, we could simply reconcile Tosus's question and suggest that indeed the Mishnah is correct. If you have such an intention, Sheyichye Bini, Sheeske L'chai Olam Haba, indeed you are Ovid Almanas LeKabel Pras. That's incorrect, it's inappropriate. But here, all the Gemara is telling you is even though you do act like that, nonetheless, you're still considered to be Tzedakah Gemura, you fulfill the mitzvah Tzedakah, according to the letter of the law. Fourth way to resolve this question is indeed the Chafetz Chaim himself in his classic work, Avos Chesed, basically a Shulchan Aruch and a Hilchos Midos, Be'ad and Chaver, with a big portion of it dealing with Tzedakah, in Chelik Beis Perek Chav Gimel. Chafetz Chaim, in a footnote in the Haggah, notes the question of Tosos and raises two other problems. Chafetz Chaim refers to the Gemara Maseches Brachos on Daf Yud Gimel, where there's a question as to whether or not mitzvos tzrichos kavanu. Do mitzvos require intent to do the mitzvah? And there's a great debate amongst the Rishonim and in Arachaim Simon Samech, the Mechaber Paskins, mitzvos tzrichos kavana, and he signs off by saying, v'chein ha'alach, meaning when it comes to all mitzvos, you have to have intent for doing the mitzvah. The Achronin, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, the Machlok, the Magen Avraham, and others, whether or not that's true by the Rabbanan, but certainly by mitzvos d'oraisa, mitzvos tzrichos kavana. Asks the Chavetz Chaim in Haggah, Chelek Beis, Parachav Gimel, where's the mitzvos trichos kavan here? This fellow has an ulterior motive. He's not being mekayim ve'ikar adin, mitzvos trichos kavana. Question number one. Question number two, the Chavetz Chaim refers to Gemara Maseches Pesachim, Daf Nunam Beis, that all mitzvos should be done lishma. However, you could still do a mitzvah shelo lishma, shemitoch shelo lishma, bo lishma. Even though you're not having the best intention, ideally, we hope that you will reach the point where you're reaching to get lishma. Chavetz Chaim learns that Gemara Maseches Pesachim and says that at the end of the day, it sounds like if you do a mitzvah shelo lishma, that it's not really a perfect mitzvah. Thus asks the Chavetz Chaim, how do we understand this Gemara? Hari zu tzadik gamar. He's mitzving mitzvah strichas kavana, which according to most Rishonim is ma'akev diraisa. He's mitzving mitoch shelo lishma bo lishma, because he's not doing it lishma. Furthermore, what about the Mishnah Maseches Ovos that Tosfos already asked about? You're being ovid al manas lekabel pras. You're going to call this person a tzadik gamar. So Chavetz Chaim is a big yesod in what mitzvos strichas kavana is. And he defines that mitzvos strichas kavana means that I can have an ulterior motive. However, ideally, there has to be the basic kavana that I'm doing it for the sake of the mitzvah. I can also have an ulterior motive. I can also want that I should see success, my child should have a recovery, I should be zochet olam haba. So long as the primary and the fundamental kavana is there, tzrichos kavana. Therefore, says the Chafetz Chaim, this person is a tzaddik gamar. He's doing it l'shem shemayim. He's doing it for the right kavana, and he also has an ulterior motive. He's yotzei mitzvos tzrichos kavana. He's doing it l'shma. However, what the Mishnah means, that when you're doing something al menas lekabel pras, that means only, solely, fully, you're doing it for an ulterior motive. And you have no kavana whatsoever for the mitzvah itself. So therefore, the Chafetz Chaim understands that our Bryce is talking about a person who's doing it for the right reason. But he also has an ulterior motive. Lahalacha, that's called tzrichos kavana in yotzei. The Mishnah, which says al menas lekabel pras, that's talking about a person who has full intention only for the ulterior motive, only for the reward, only for the schar, and such a person is acting with impropriety. Final answer, fifth answer, the Pnei Yeshua here in the Gemara quotes the Drasha Saran. The Drasha Saran notes that if you read the Gemara, this person is called a tzaddik gamor, but he's not called a chassid. There are two levels. One level is a tzaddik, the higher level is a chassid. The Gemara says, "Maseches Bava Kama, Hai Man De Boilem Hevi Chasida Lekayim Mili De Avos." A person wants to be a chassid, you have to fulfill the words of the Avos, referring to Maseches Avos. So, therefore, the highest level that a person could reach is attaining a level where you're doing everything not al menas lekabel pras, but only for the sake of doing the mitzvah l'shem shemayim. Shelo al menas lekabel pras. That's a chassid. That's the highest level. This person who has an ulterior motive, at least he's a tzaddik. So we've suggested five solutions to Tosus's question, Tosus's answer, the Gra's answer, Chavetz Chaim al HaTorah, the Avos Chesed, and the Pnei Yeshua. The Rishonim also cite this Gemara in one other context, and that's the Moni HaMitzvos. The Moni HaMitzvos in Parshas Veschana, in the Pasuk Lo Tinasu Nes Hashem, you're prohibited from testing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There the Sefer Chinuch, HaMitzvah Tav Chuf Dalem, the Yireim, HaMitzvah Shin Samech Aleph, ask a basic question from this Gemara. If you're prohibited from testing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how can a person be called a tzaddik gamor if he's doing something kidei sheyichye b'ni? Oh, kidei she'ezke l'chay olam haba? Is that not testing HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's an issur d'oraisa, lo senas nes Hashem. So both the Chinuch and the Yireim answer like the Tosfos. The Yireim was one of the Balei HaTosfos, and they explain that the prohibition of lo senasu nes Hashem is only when a person will regret after the fact doing the mitzvah if things don't work out the way that the individual wanted. But if a person goes into the mitzvah and does the mitzvah and recognizes that regardless of what happens, I note and I recognize that I'm doing the mitzvah, and whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu sends me, that's correct. That the Rishonim, the Chinuch, the Yireim, others suggest, that that's not considered to be a situation and a case of lo senasu nes Hashem. Parenthetically, it's worthwhile to point out that the Ramban, the beginning of Hilchos Tzedakah in Siman Reish Mem Zayin, quotes a machlokas Rishonim, based upon the Gemara in Tainus and Daf Tes, whether or not there is an exception to the rule of lo senasu, that when it comes to the mitzvah of tzedakah, you're permitted to test the Kadosh Baruch Hu, as the pasuk says, uvechanuni na bazos. what emerges from the Rishonim here, who ask the question, who answer the question, is that they learn and they understand that there is a violation and that there is a prohibition of Lo Sinasun, even when it comes to the mitzvah of tzedakah, and they don't hold that you could test the Kadosh Baruch Hu even when it comes to the mitzvah of tzedakah. Take a look in the Ramah, in the beginning of Hilchos Tzedakah, who discusses this and has two days of whether or not it's permitted to test the Kadosh Baruch Hu b'tzedakah, whether only by Maaser Kesafim, or as some Achorim learn, only when it comes to Maaser Tevuah. Regardless of what one's kavana is, if we're a chassid, if we're a tzaddik, we have to be aware of something else. And that's what the Mechaber says in the beginning of Siman Reish Mem Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch says, in quotes from Gemaras, Tzedakah doches agzeros akashos. Tzedakah pushes aside any evil decree, as we are familiar from the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur liturgy. Tzedakah tatzil mimaves, tshuva, tfilot, tzedakah, ma'avirin es ra'a gzera. Uberav tatzil mimaves, and will save us from famine. The Ramah adds, based upon the Gemara that I just cited, Maseches Tanis, v'hi me'asheres, that it will make you wealthy. Tzedakah has the ability to help people in an enormous, enormous amount of ways. So therefore, whether or not you reach the level of doing tzedakah like you're supposed to, or whether you do have an ulterior motive, a person should be aware that the obligation, the opportunity, the zchus of fulfilling the mitzvah of tzedakah is so great, is so awesome, is so incredible that you don't even need an ulterior motive, because it's inherent in the mitzvah itself, is promises from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Just like to conclude with a story. It was known that there was a very wealthy philanthropist who was being inundated with an enormous amount of requests for tzedakah. His door wouldn't stop being banged on. The mail, the letters, the telegrams that he was receiving was enormous, and the person was becoming overwhelmed. He decided to travel to Radin, to the city of the Chafetz Chaim, the great sage, the Gadol Hador, and asked to the Chafetz Chaim, what should I do? And it just so happened when he walked in, the Chafetz Chaim was reading the last pasuk in chapter 23, Perek Chav Gimel of Tehillim, Ach tov chesed yirdefuni kol yimei chayai v'shafti b'beis Hashem b'yorach yamim. And the Chafetz Chaim suggested that what does it mean, Ach tov chesed yirdefuni kol yimei chayai? A person is surrounded and is threatened, is being chased by so many challenges and problems daily, weekly, monthly, yearly. You're inundated by so many different troubles and difficulties and traumas. Some are greater, some are less, some are higher, some are lower volume. But regardless, there's nobody that goes through life without having any difficulties whatsoever. Chafetz Chaim said, you should be zoche to ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni. You should be zoche to be chased after, not the difficulties and the stress. The biggest bracha that anybody could have on them is to be chased after by tov v'chesed. May we be zoche from all the appeals and the needs and the necessities that sometimes overwhelm us and inundate us, that we should be zoche, that we should be from the nosnei tzedakah, especially in advance of Shavuos, Yom Tov, as the Rambam writes, the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tav Chof Tes, the Mishnah Berurah quoting the Zohar, the schus that we have prior to the Yom Tovim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, to be giving tzedakah, to help those, because the greatest mitzvah, the greatest obligation of Simchas Yom Tov is helping others and not just looking out for ourselves. Be'ezus Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu, should help all of us, that we should be mekabel Torah, be'av rabba, be'simcha, be'cheshek, uveratzon. Good Yom Tov to everybody.